This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Late yesterday came the news that Baldor Electric Company in Fort Smith was being purchased by a company called ABB, based in Switzerland. Michael Tilley, who is the editor at thecitywire.com, attended the announcement, and he joins me now on the phone. Michael, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me back to talk about this.
Well, let's first talk about the importance of Baldor Electric Company to Fort Smith. This is one of the major employers in the region.
Yes, it's not only a major employer. The company employs about 7,500 globally and about 2,000 in the Fort Smith area, including its plant in Ozark and some other operations. But it is a major employer. It's a corporate headquarters, so it brings some good white-collar type, high-paying jobs. And it's also been a consistent employer. I would say the most consistent. They have a no-layoff policy, and they haven't had a layoff since the early 50s. And so through thick and thin, and we've certainly seen both thick and thin here in this area, they've been a consistent employer, community supporter. There was a big, as one market watcher told me this morning, there was a big oh no factor when this news first hit. You know, oh no, what's this going to mean?
So what does this mean now that you've heard the announcement about the purchase and you went to the press conference?
Well, it theoretically, it can be a good thing. The options in these type of corporate buyouts is that one company buys another, completely pulls it apart, sells off divisions, and there's really nothing left later. The other extreme is that the company pretty much lets it operate as is, and there are not a lot of changes. Baldor officials are assuring us that not only will there be no jobs lost, but there could be potential jobs brought to the area because ABB, which is based in Zurich, Switzerland, is essentially buying Baldor so they can help ABB enter the North American market. That company now has very little operations in terms of motors and electric motors and drives and electric drive transmissions and those type of things. So, ABB is buying Baldor to help it expand in the North American market. So what it means for us is instead of an oh no factor, it could be an oh yes factor. So that's at least that's what we're hoping for. Maybe we're a little naive and wishful thinking, but just looking at both market watchers are telling us, the stock market's telling us, that it looks like it will be a good deal considering what it could have been.
And the corporate headquarters, corporate operation, will remain in Fort Smith.
John McFarland, who is the CEO, said that he did not see any senior management. There'll be no layoffs, and he mentioned that several times and said that, you know, and he even said that it was built into the contract that they would retain the name, they would retain the Baldor brand, and he mentioned that, you know, they told ABB that we haven't had layoffs since 1950 and we're not going to start if this deal is consummated. So, as a journalist, you know, we're often skeptical. I'm skeptical of these corporate announcements, but I have to balance that with what I know about Baldor. I've been following them for probably 20 years now, if not longer, and it's one of the few corporate entities that I followed that when they say they're going to do something, whether it's good or bad, you know, they do it. So that's maybe where my optimism is on this deal.
And there were local officials from the chamber and the city at this press conference late yesterday. They seemed, at least it appears, they seem positive as well.
Well, not only positive, but Paul Harville, who's the president of the Fort Smith Regional Chamber of Commerce, he's also a member of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, said he not only does he see it as a positive deal, he sees it as an expansion opportunity, and he says it's his goal is to work with the governor's office and AEDC to figure out how they can't have this deal result in more of the white-collar corporate jobs, more manufacturing jobs being brought to Arkansas or the Fort Smith region. So, and a local market watcher, John Taylor, who's highly respected here. He, you know, and he's one of the more critical people that I know when it comes to looking at these deals. He was very optimistic about it, and he even talked about the fact that it would have an economic stimulus because so many of the Baldor employees, these people who make $10, $15, $20 an hour, they also own several thousand shares of Baldor stock. Well, that stock price went up by 40% just today. So there could be a mini economic stimulus in the Fort Smith region just from that. You know, it's not often that a $4.2 billion deal affects Fort Smith like this. And to keep that in perspective, Kyle, the budget for the state of Arkansas is $4.8 billion, roughly. So this deal is almost worth, you know, as much as the annual budget for the state of Arkansas.
And it was a $4.2 billion all-cash deal, right?
Yes. Something else, ABB, is not, they're not having to get credit. It's a $3.1 billion equity deal, what Baldor's worth, plus Baldor's carrying $1.1 billion in debt. ABB assumes that. So overall, a $4.2 billion all-cash deal. So, you know, if anyone has ever sold their house to someone who's buying it on cash, they understand the advantage of that.
All right, so the deal is expected to close in the first quarter of next year, and we'll be keeping our eyes on what happens after that, correct?
Correct, yeah. You know, only time will tell if all these promises of keeping the jobs here will come to fruition.
Michael Tilley is the editor of thecitywire.com. Michael, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you, sir.